This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the centenary celebrations of revered Jain spiritual leader and social reformer Acharya Vidyanand Ji Maharaj in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The program will mark the formal commencement of a year-long national tribute being organized by the government in collaboration with Bhagwan Mahavir Ahimsa Bharati Trust to honor the 100th birth anniversary of Acharya Vidyanand Ji Maharaj. President Draupadi Murmu has said that micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, form the backbone of both the Indian and global economy. Addressing the International MSME Day function in New Delhi yesterday, President Murmu said the MSME sector is playing an important role in the progress of the country.
Sukma Loguar Madhyam Udyam Nakeval Desh Ke Safal Gharelu Utpad Me Mahatvapurna Yogdan Dete Hain Balki Ve Jamini Stor Par Navachar Ko Bhi Badhava Dete Hain Ye Udyam Rozgar Srujan Ke Sath Sath Samajik Samavesh Ko Bhi Safal Pradan Karte Hain Ek Anuman Ke Anusar MSME Kshetra Bharat Ke Safal Gharelu Utpad Me Lagbhag 30% Binirman Kshetra Me 36% Aur
The National Commission for Women has taken suo-moto cognizance of an incident reported from South Kolkata, where a law student was allegedly gang-raped within the college premises. The commission has written to the Commissioner of Police Kolkata, seeking a detailed action-taken report within 3 days. India has rejected a ruling issued by the so-called Court of Arbitration on the Kishanganga and Ratle hydroelectric projects situated in the Indian Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry dismissed the supplemental award given by the illegal Court of Arbitration purportedly constituted under the Indus Waters Treaty 1960. The ministry said India has never recognized the legal validity of this court of arbitration, terming its constitution a serious breach of the Indus Water Treaty. The ministry said Indus Water Treaty has been placed in abeyance by the country after the Pahalgam terrorist attack. The decision was taken in view of Pakistan's support to cross-border terrorism. The External Affairs Ministry said this latest charade at Pakistan's behest is yet another desperate attempt by it to escape accountability for its role as the global epicenter of terrorism. Under Operation Sindhu, a total of 4,415 Indian nationals have been evacuated so far from conflict zones in Iran and Israel amid prevailing security situation in West Asia. These included 3,597 from Iran and 818 from Israel in special evacuation flights. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said 14 OCI cardholders, 9 Nepali nationals, 4 Sri Lankan nationals and 1 Iranian spouse of an Indian national were also evacuated from Iran. State-run Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, MDL, has decided to acquire a controlling 51% stake in Sri Lanka's largest and most established shipyard, Colombo Dockyard PLC, under a $52.96 million deal. MDL's decision marks its first international venture and is seen as a major milestone in the company's transformation from a purely domestic shipbuilder into a regional maritime player with global aspirations. Country's agriculture and allied sectors have witnessed a remarkable 225% rise in gross value added at current prices, increasing from 1,502,000 crore rupees in 2011-2012 to 4,878,000 crore rupees in 2023-2024. US President Donald Trump has said that he has put an end to trade talks with Canada and will soon announce a new tariff rate for that country. In a social media post, President Trump said he is ending talks due to the egregious digital services tax on tech companies by Canada. In women's cricket, India will take on England in the first T20 international of the five-match series at Trent Bridge in Nottingham this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. This will be the first time the two sides will face each other in the 20-overtime format since December 2023. And that is the end of this news bulletin.